committed to growing jobs and creating a culture of innovation, entrepreneurship, and transparency. Our next speaker was elected as Louisville's 50th mayor in 2010. Since his election, Mayor Greg Fisher has worked tirelessly to pursue several different goals, including making Louisville a city of lifelong learning, a more healthier city, and an even more compassionate community. As an entrepreneur and businessman, he brings a data-driven mindset to city government in the hopes of making it more efficient and effective. He was named a 2013 Public Official of the Year by Governing Magazine. Ladies and gentlemen, here to bring remarks, please join me in welcoming the mayor of Louisville, Mr. Greg Fisher.
All right, everybody. Well, welcome to Louisville. How you feeling? I heard this was an enthusiastic group here. I mean, are you having a good time in Louisville so far? That's more like it. Well, good. We are delighted to have you all here. And I want to share a few tidbits about our city. To really understand this, you got to understand a couple things. I'm trying to recruit you all to move here, too, by the way. Under 30 CEO says that we're the third best city for young entrepreneurs in the world. Lonely Planet magazine named us the number one travel destination in the entire country last year. For the second year in a row, we're an international model city of compassion. And GQ magazine says, catch this, we're the manliest city in America at the same time. How about that? Also, we're known as the home of the most famous 2 minutes in sports, the Kentucky Derby. I hope that you come and check that out. And we're a city that's really that really values and is locked into creating a thriving urban agriculture and local food industry and scene. I hope that you're going to be able to check that out while you're here. Food's an increasingly part of one of our economic development clusters that we focus on, our food and beverage sector of our economy. It's great for our restaurants. It's great to appeal to our visitors. It's obviously important to farmers, growers, producers, operators of restaurants, and you'll see a lot of urban agriculture and focus on local food when you're here in our community. So it's really excited to have you guys here because I look at you and I see future leaders, future innovators around agricultural, but almost any part of our economy at the same time. So we're looking for your collective energy and your insight that you bring to our city. You heard that compassion is one of our city values, which is a little odd. Most people say, why compassion? I say it's easy to be skeptical in today's world. What we need is more compassion. Compassion leads to happiness. It leads to kindness. To be happy, be compassionate. So I want to especially thank you all for the service projects that you're doing here while you're in town. A lot of people say nice things, but what I do is I watch the actions, not the lips. And you guys are really making our community a better place. About 500 of you all came in early and have been working with some of our great local nonprofits in the community, like Brightside, Dare to Care, Kids Against Hunger, and Youth Build. So I really, really appreciate that. And I think it exemplifies the spirit and the theme of this conference of go all out. If you're going to do something, go all out and be the best in the world. I've always said to everybody we work with, somebody's going to be the best in the world at whatever it is they try to pursue. So why not you? We've all got the same amount of time in the day. So have some joy about whatever it is that you're going to pursue in life and say, I'm going to give it my best. I'm going to try to be the best in the world. Why? Because you can help more people. You can make a bigger difference in the world when your full potential is realized. Thanks for the compassion. I also want to thank you for something else. I'm not a lifelong politician. I'm just an entrepreneur that happens to be mayor. You guys, I hope you know this, you're the biggest convention, you're the largest group of people that we bring into our community all year long. How about that? Say, in fact, if we could just take the 60,000 folks that you all have combined, and we made a separate city out of you all, you would be the fifth largest city in the Commonwealth of Kentucky right now. So I think that's pretty impressive. And it's not just the quantity, but the quality of your team is really top-notch. I've had the great opportunity to talk to a bunch of you all, your leaders, and it just really lifts me with joy when I see the great potential that our country has with you all as our future leaders and some of the great leadership work that you all are doing right now. So welcome to your home away from home for a couple days. I know you're going to have a great conference, and I trust that you'll enjoy the wonderful city of Louisville. Come back. Congratulations.